Good morning. Dr. Schneer dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient. James Hugart. On 4/24/24, Mr. Hugart performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. Has a right bundle branch block pattern. Period in paragraph impression, right bundle branch block. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Zachary Mitchum. On 4/24/24, Mr. Mitchum performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patients in a normal sinus rhythm, QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal, the paragraph impression normal, EKG. Next is a 6-minute test on John Rowland, ROWLAND. This goes to Dr. Riv. 24/24, Mr. Rowland performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period. Patient walked 395 meters in 6 minutes and saturation remained 94% at the end of the study period. Impairment of compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometer on Penny Simmons. This goes to Vicki Lambertus, L-A-M-B-E-R-T-U-S, F-N. On 4/24/24, Mrs. Simmons performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period, and a ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There are no prior studies to compare period and paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk to Penny Simmons going to Vicki Lambertus, FNP. On 4/24/24, Mrs. Simmons performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%. Walked 226 meters in 6 minutes. Paused at 2 minutes and 43 seconds and resumed at 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Period. She did not desaturate but had audible wheezing and was short of breath and requiring a pause in her walk period. At the end of her study, her saturation was 96% period and paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Claudia Pettersson, P-E-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/24/24, Mrs. Pettersson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 91% period. Patient walked 377 meters in 6 minutes period. She did pause at 1 minute and 55 seconds due to desaturation to 79% and dyspnea period. She was given oxygen of 2 liters per minute and was able to resume her walk on oxygen period. At the end of the study, her saturation was 95% period of paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, improved with oxygen supplement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R, this goes to Van Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, P-A. On 4/24/24, Mrs. Fowler performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good improvement in forced vital capacity without significant improvement in airflow, probably indicative of an improved effort period, compared to a prior study dated 1/16/24. There's been a about a 10% reduction in flow rates. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing some progression. Period. Thank you.